Well, now it's after dinner. Time is now 6:30, Vietnam standard or whatever the time zone is here. We just got back from dinner. I thought I'd let you know what a typical dinner was here. We had something that I liked very much, and it wasn't really all that bad, but the amounts weren't too good. I had three bony spare ribs, not any with meat on them or anything else, the skinny ones. Well, I like those too, except I like them 20 or 30 of them. But I had three, and some instant mashed potatoes with some canned gravy or whatever, instant gravy. It's not good old home-cooked gravy. And carrots that were overcooked and a little too salty. And besides that, though, they had some very delicious iced tea. That's one thing that can make this mess all is iced tea, and I eat it all the time, or drink it, I should say, all the time I can. So I had not enough spare ribs, crummy potatoes and crummy carrots, and excellent iced tea. And for dessert, we had some oatmeal raisin cookies, which were excellent, and you know how I feel about oatmeal raisin cookies. But, you know, I'm pretty big on them anyway. And right after I finished that, I came back here and we shot the bull a while in the club. Then I went over and shot some pool. And now it's 6:30. The warrant officers are going to have a meeting in there. Apparently some directive has come down from DA releasing warrant officers with certain criteria, and they're going to explain it. I don't exactly know what scoop is. I'm sure I'll find out very shortly. At 7 o'clock, the movie starts, so I guess I'll be going to watch that. I don't even know what the name of it is, but I might comment on last night's movie. It was pretty sorry if they paid any of the actors scale. That's the word I'm using. If they paid anybody over scale in that movie, they lost money on it, because that was really bad. It was a, I don't know what, moon something. But it wasn't too good. Anyway, and then that keeps you current up to now. I guess I'll kind of take my boots off here and relax for the next 15 or 20 minutes or so before I go to the movie. And there's been a lot of policy changes around here that really kind of bringing the morale of this company down to a minimum. Things that are taken for granted here that are being denied us, so to speak. I'm not particularly being denied anything myself because of my particular habits, but a lot of the people like to drink, not necessarily drink, but when they have a party, they like to invite girls. Round-eyed girls aren't available most of the time, so they invite other types. And, you know, depending on the situation, some guys like them, some don't. Also like to get, you know, hire a bartender or some waitresses. You know, we got $1,000 in the club fund, and it's only our company's club. So, you know, we can afford all this stuff for one or two parties, but a commanding officer doesn't like Vietnamese at all. Doesn't want them working at the bar. He doesn't want them waiting tables. And he definitely doesn't want them as social guests at a party. I can buy the social guest portion of it, but I think it'd be real nice if we could, you know, have him to work for us. But he's against all of that. So what it amounts to is, as long as we have our own people at the party, we can have a party. But there's no one else. You know, might as well just, you know, go get drunk by yourself, you know, if you have a tendency to do that sort of thing. So, like I said, though, it doesn't really affect me personally, but it does the company as a whole, and it is bringing morale down. Especially when people don't have anything better to do all day long and don't have any reason to get up extremely early in the morning or so forth. People who are flying know they're flying, and they can conduct themselves accordingly. So there shouldn't be any problem, but so far there seems to be. I don't know. That's about it for now. I keep saying this, you know, and every 15 minutes I come back and add a little bit more, but unless you're out flying or actually doing something, something interesting, something different every day, there's not really much to write about except, you know, all your little petty things that really make no difference to you probably and don't make all that much difference to me either. But that seems the way it is. It puts me in a kind of a mood of well, I don't know what to call it. It looks like, feel like you're forced into a slump, so to speak. And I don't particularly care to go into a slump at this point, but Personally, I can get out of this mess, and I already have by going up to battalion, but a lot of these people here are going to be destroyed, I guess, as potential people in the Army, just by the conduct of the war so far, and us doing nothing, and then having to sit around here doing nothing, too. So that's, I guess that's just the way it goes, though, in any situation like this. But I heard one poop, though, out of the 11,000 warrant officer aviators currently serving by next, well, see, I guess it's a year from January. January 72, there's only going to be 5,000. So that gives you an idea of what this meeting's going to be about tonight. And I have an idea that it's going to be a cutback in elsewhere areas, too, but I don't know about that. The Army always, you know, says how they're hurting for commissioned officers, and so if they cut any back, they're cutting their own throat, as far as I'm concerned, because they can always put them in jobs where there's had vacancies for years. I'll tell you what, there's definitely no vacancies for commissioned officers in this company. I'll guarantee you that. Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and just put my boots up and take them off and crap out here for about 15 minutes till I get ready to go see that movie, and then I'll add a few comments after the movie's over and have you in the mail and tomorrow morning. The mail pickup's only once a day here, 7 o'clock in the morning, so you got to write your letters the night before to get them out that day. So that's the way it is, but, you know, considering it's a combat zone and all, that's not too bad. But I'm waiting to hear from you. I received a letter today, and I don't know if I've said this on the tape before, but I'll have to go back and check it, I guess. But I did receive a letter from Janie today, and she really puts me to shame, because I feel all the same things for her that she says in her letters, but I'm not capable of putting it so flowerily. I hope she understands. Do you, Jenny? Well, I guess that's enough said. I can't say enough. I can't even find the words if I could say enough. So, I'll see you later, right after the movie. Okay, here it is, 17th of December. It looks like I've let a day slide. And, in fact, I've let 2 days slide, I guess. I never did come back after the movie. The movie was atrocious, I might add. It was something with Jim Brown in it, something staged in Bombay, India. And I didn't even stay to finish the thing. So that was pretty sorry. Tonight we've got a movie that's supposedly nominated for an Academy Award. I think it's Kartota or something, East of Java. And I don't know who's in it or anything else, but I can't believe I just went 2 days in a row without getting any mail. Well, that's really rough. Maybe I have to start putting out some more letters to some more people, and maybe I'll get some. But all I'd like to do here on to finish this tape is just to ask questions and find out what's going on. I haven't got much news, really, from the letters that I've received so far. Of course, today's the 17th. I'll have it in the mail in the morning. That means you won't get it until 22nd. Or maybe anywhere from the 21st to the 23rd, probably the 22nd. And by that time, I'll probably be a liar. So, I don't know, you can't win when there's a 10 days round trip time on record, you know, on letters. Or, you know, that's when you write them, as soon as you receive them. So it kind of makes it a little bit of a time lapse there. They should be a little quicker, but I don't see any other way to do it unless you teletype them, then everybody in the world gets to see what goes on in them. But I just want you to know, Jenny, I'm going to write you letters, and all these tapes that I write, I can't seem to get, you know, personal in a tape when I'm knowing that everybody's going to listen to it. So I'm going to go ahead and keep the tapes coming, but they're kind of for everybody's information. So if I sound in the tape like I'm not talking to you in particular, I'm really not. And I don't know, I just can't get personal on the tape for some reason, so I'll just have to... Well, it's no big thing. I mean, it's not like I'm dying or anything, but I will write some letters, even though it's, you know, you know how I am about letters. But how are we doing on Christmas cards? We've been getting any, and et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what really to say to finish this thing up, but I guess I'll have to go ahead and ask my questions. for one thing, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to know what kind of weather you're having there. You know, and the only news I get here is the Stars and Stripes, and they're usually a week old when I get to read them. Today is the first time I read one on today's date. And I'd like to get some, tell you the truth, what I'd like to find out is the latest news on Howard Hughes and how he's doing with all his internal struggles and so forth. The latest information I got on that is that the letter he wrote to somebody was forged, and his two people he fired or weren't really fired or whatever. I don't know, but I really, he's a pretty interesting person. I'd really like to find out a lot about him. Second thing I'd like to, of course, actually above all, is I'd like to know your health, Jenny, how everything's going, and moods and everything. I feel, you know, I'm lacking because I just, I don't have anybody talking to me all the time, good or bad, you know, one way or the other. And I miss it, I really do. And I like to know Nick's health and Fred's and Mom's and everybody else's concern, how Jimmy's doing with his job, and just kind of, you know, keep me posted like one of the family, I guess. See what's going on everywhere. All I've got to communicate with is what I listen to in tapes and reading letters, and other than that, I'm you know, 8,000 miles away or 10 or whatever it is. So I'll keep you current on what I'm doing daily, which is just about the same. And I'm healthy as a horse, and never get sick, so you never have to worry about that. And nobody's doing any shooting over here. Looks like if I leave here any other way than on a plane home when I de-roast, it'll be because of stubbing my toe or falling off a roof or something like that. So, and I don't imagine that's going to happen, you know, lately. I also might add that even though it's the 17th, I'm still here in Fuloy. I haven't gone to Long Bend yet, so I don't know what the status is on that. I'm just hanging loose and waiting for get a directive to go up there. But all I know is I still am going. It's just a matter of when, as I don't know. So that's same with me. I've been still working down a combo shop, kind of browsing around operations, picking up a few tidbits of information here and there, and kind of getting an idea how everything's going. I still haven't flown, and it doesn't look like I'll be flying anytime soon. I spent most of the day today getting the UHF to work so that the ground people can talk to the people in the air and other radio besides the FM. And that's about my total business accomplished. So that's the kind of life I lead, just kind of the same thing every day. But the only enjoyment I get is when we have a movie at night, and in the last two nights, the night before last, the 15th, I had to go down to the EM club to watch it because the major got angry at the officer projections we had because they almost tore up the projector, supposedly. And he decided not to show it twice, once for the EM at 7 and once for us at 9, instead of to show it once for the EM at 7, and any officer wants to see it has to go down there to watch it. But we finally talked him into changing his mind. We've got a projectionist slot in school for our officer and everybody else, and he's going to take personal responsibility of the projector and so on and so forth. So now we get to see him ourselves at 9 o'clock again. And last night there is no movie. We only get 5 movies a week, so that's two nights we have to go without getting one, and we decided to be Wednesday and Saturday night. And if we ever have any parties around here, that'd be Saturday night, so it'd be no good to have a movie that night anyway. And then Wednesday night was just a middle of the week, sort of, just to break it up, so you don't go two nights in a row without having a movie. So that's, you know, just about all I get. You know, shooting pool and watching movies. I don't enjoy drinking all that much, so I don't really participate. And not much else to do except go to sleep early. And the mosquitoes generally keep me awake until I get so tired that even they don't keep me awake anymore. But that's, that's the way it is, I guess, really rough life. But all I can say is that there's no reason for you to worry except, no, unless I die of boredom. So I got to keep those cards and letters coming. And all those, maybe I can think of some things to put in the care package, but, you know, most of the things I can think of are stuff that really could get here if I ever went down to the... Well, not a lot of things. Cashews, you don't see too many cashew nuts, and you don't see any long Slim Jims. And course, cocoa and malt canned foods and stuff like that you can get over here already, so there's not really much choice unless you get the connoisseur, I guess, type foods, like instead of just cheddar cheese, Tillamook cheddar cheese and things like that. But I also go for some, you know, sardines. I don't know what they cost at the PX. I've never been down there. I don't even know if they sell them, but if you buy sardines over the bar, they're 35 cents. If they're any cheaper than that, of course, they're kind of a waste. I can get those easy here. There just isn't really anything that you can't get here, and I've got my own Jeep, so I can just about go into the PX anytime I want. Well, I'll tell you what. As far as care package go, just, you know, just this, you know, summer sausage, Slim Jims, and cheeses. Plus anything else you can think of that might be good. But I'm going to run out of tape here, so I'm going to go ahead and mail this thing. And I'll go ahead and say my parting words, and they are, hasta luego. We'll see you later.